it's a little late for a slumber party. Another nightmare? Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Can you sleep with me? Of course. Well, you do know that I sleep naked, right? Oh, you're naked under that robe too, huh? Well, alright. Get in here then. Come on, before you get a chill. I'll make some room. There. So, do you want to talk about it? No? That's okay. We could just snuggle until you fall asleep. Come on, you goof. I can't hold you when you're all the way over there. No, oh, it's not weird. You know, they say skin-to-skin contact is important for babies. It makes them feel really safe. I know you're not a baby anymore. I just thought that maybe cuddling would help with the dreams. Okay, come on. Get in here. Oh, your skin is so soft. I just want to wrap my arms around you and never let go. I'm glad you're comfy. Let's just try to get some sleep, okay? Sorry, your hair just smells so good. I won't lie, sometimes I steal your shampoo when I want to make an impression. Hey, don't elbow me. I'll kick you right back to your room. I was just kidding. I'm not gonna make you go away. Are you still thinking about your dream? Yeah? How about I tell you a secret? Would that take your mind off of it? What? I do have secrets. Just because I'm not particularly exciting doesn't mean you know everything about me. Okay. How about... Have I ever told you why I stayed in town for college? Mm-mm. Well, high school was really tough for me. Especially after Mom died. I was just really miserable. When I graduated, I just wanted to get away. I was gonna go to a school far, far away from here. Just leave everything behind. You know, like, a fresh start. Mom was my best friend, and I just didn't think I could deal without having her around. But when the time came to choosing a school, you were also getting ready to start high school, and I kept thinking about something Mom told me when she was pregnant with you. She told me, "You have to take care of your baby sister. You're her first friend. And you'll need to look out for her the way I looked out for you. 'Cause that's what big sisters are for." To be honest, I wasn't too happy about that at first. But when Mom and Dad brought you home, you were the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. I knew at that moment that Mom was right. I had to be your best friend. Just like Mom was for me. I am your best friend. That makes me really happy. Anyways, I couldn't stop thinking about what high school would be like for you. And with just you and Dad, I couldn't leave you guys. I couldn't leave you. You were almost like a daughter to me than a sister. And I didn't want you to go through the same thing I had. So, I applied to a school here last minute, and they accepted me. I stayed here because I wanted to be here for you. And I'm really glad I did. I'd never leave you behind. Mm-hmm. You feeling better now? Good. That's why I'm here. To make you feel safe. I want you to feel safe with your big sis. And confident in yourself. You're such an amazing little girl. What? I'm serious. You're the most gorgeous young woman I've ever laid eyes on. What do I like about you? Well, you have flawless skin and a beautiful, tight little tummy. Don't think I haven't noticed. You've been putting on muscle ever since you started taking judo lessons. Can I touch? See? Feel those abs. Your stomach is so much flatter and firmer than my squishy body. What? You like me squishy? You're so sweet. I was thinking about going on a diet, but maybe I'll just do some push-ups or something. I'd hate to deprive you of your body pillow. Oh, you're right. A body pillow would be far less grabby. Do you want me to stop, though? I didn't think so. You have such a petite little waist. And this adorable little tuft of hair. Oh, no. I like a little winter coverage. Didn't you see me when I lifted the covers? There's nothing wrong with a little hair. Your breasts? No, I don't think they're too small. I think they're just perfect. I think all of you is perfect. Mm-hmm. Sis would never lie to you. My favorite part? Well, I really like your eyes. Can you turn around so I could see them? Ah, there they are. They're so big and bright and beautiful. But they're not the best part about you. Can you guess? Nope, not that. Sweetie, it's your lips. So soft and pink and pretty. You're so beautiful, sis. Can I kiss you? Yeah, your lips are definitely my favorite part. I can see you blushing even in the dark. You're so adorable. My adorable, sweet little sister. Oh, someone got really brave all of a sudden. Just couldn't keep that cute little tongue to yourself, huh? No, I'm not mad. Come here. Can I ask you something? Have you ever been with someone before? No? Have you ever thought about it? Are there any boys that strike your fancy? You're more into girls, huh? That's okay. I'm not much into boys either. So, no pressure. I totally understand if you want to go back to sleep. But I really want to taste you. Will that be okay? Uh-huh. Okay. Scoot up a little so I have some room. Oh, good girl. Now, spread these gorgeous thighs. Let me see you. Oh, sis, you're so beautiful. You know that, right? You are the most beautiful. Okay, I've said that already. It's just, you really have a nice pussy. Like, wow. Patience, little sis. We'll get there. Let me enjoy this. God, you smell fantastic. I can barely contain myself. I just want to bury myself between your legs and never leave. Oh, you do so good, baby sis. Just how I'd imagine you would. I might have thought about this just a couple of times. Scram. How was that? Not bad for your first time, right? I've got you all over my face. Do you want a taste? All right, now come on. I'm sure you're all tuckered out now. Let's get some sleep. That's right. You could snuggle right up next to me. Oh, don't worry about it. You could get me back some other time. Let me just hold you for now. There we go. Off to sleep. Daddy. Yeah, she snuck in the middle of the night. Another nightmare. You know, counseling might not be such a bad idea. It was a long time ago, but I don't think she ever confronted it head on. And Daddy, I have an idea. Maybe she'd feel more comfortable if we shared a room. Then you could finally have that den you've always talked about. Yeah. How about we talk about it when she wakes up? Right now, let's just let her sleep in.